The debate kicked off with U.S. Representative Paul Brown defending his decision to give away an AR-15 rifle to a campaign supporter. Brown said, quote, Georgia is a pro-gun state, and tied the move to his campaign objectives.
Our government wants to take our constitutional rights away. It wants to take our money away. It's stealing our children and our grandchildren's future, and it's just got to stop.
U.S. Representative Phil Gingrich said he wouldn't go so far as to call Brown's gun giveaway a gimmick, but after the debate, followed it with this.
It is a little gimmicky. I wouldn't do that to prove my Second Amendment credentials.
Candidates were asked about another potential government shutdown over the pending debt ceiling limit. Gingrich, Brown, and fellow Congressman Jack Kingston said the only way they would extend the debt ceiling is with corresponding spending cuts. Representative Kingston.
We've got to use these opportunities as a trigger to come together and force some serious spending cuts, and that's what I have consistently stood for.
And Brown and Gingrich blamed last year's shutdown on Democrats and promised more efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Again, Congressman Gingrich.
There'll be a lot of amens out there when I say that Obamacare is hurting the government, it's hurting individuals, it's hurting patients, it's hurting all of us.
Former Secretary of State Karen Handel echoed that call later in the debate.
We need to repeal Obamacare, but we have to step up with our plan that is patient-centered and market-driven.
And no one raised a hand when asked about supporting a bipartisan Senate bill passed last summer that would provide a pathway to citizenship for the nation's estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants. Businessman Eugene Yu, a South Korean immigrant, said while some reforms to the application process are needed,
this illegal immigrant give amnesty? No. Because that would direct insult person like me to come in the country legally.
Businessman David Perdue said all other issues should be secondary to cutting the national debt.
If we don't solve that, we're going to lose the right to debate these other issues. This debt is a full-blown crisis.
Two other candidates, Art Gardner and Derek Grayson, did not participate in Monday's debate. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.